On July 31st, 1913, two men were crushed to death and several other ore punchers were injured on the Eloise ore docks in Superior. The accident came after workers complained for a year that working conditions were dangerous. Labor author Richard Huddleston says 500 workers walked off the job.
The men were just angry about what had happened, and they kind of wanted to stick it to the company or something like that. So things kind of went downhill pretty quickly.
Replacement workers called scabs by labor organizers were brought in along with armed guards. Sympathy strikes erupted at other ore docks, and then union organizer Frank Little was kidnapped.
He was held there under armed guard. Someone told the strikers where Little was being held, so they got guns and surrounded the farm and demanded Little's release. Little was released.
The strike was settled, but it would be another two decades before the workers unionized. Kenneth Germanson was president of the Wisconsin Labor History Society for 20 years until 2009. He says extreme actions dot the state's labor history. In 1886, workers at Milwaukee Iron Company in Bayview marched to end 10 to 16-hour workdays.
When workers who were marching for the 8-hour day were fired upon by the state militia as they approached the old Bayview rolling mills, seven were killed.
Germanson says other Wisconsin signposts include the country's first workers' compensation law passed in 1911, the first public employees' unions formed in Wisconsin with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees in the 1950s. That led to Wisconsin passing the nation's first collective bargaining law for public employees in 1959. But it took longer for teachers to get that right, and difficult since it is illegal for teachers to strike. Retired teacher and Superior Federation of Labor President Rick Lang remembers striking in the early 1970s.
And I guess when you're put up against that choice between take whatever piece of meat they'll toss you or stand up for what we thought was a valiant cause, they just did it. It was totally illegal. We were chased around the county by the sheriff's department trying to serve injunction papers on it. It was a time when you needed antacid most of the time. It was pretty disturbing. I never wanted to consider myself a lawbreaker.
When Governor Walker proposed cutting back collective bargaining for most public employees last February, tens of thousands of people protested around the state, including at this corner in Superior. On a recent Wednesday, four people held protest signs. Welder Lee Popovich was among them. He believes the vigil must continue to remember the hard-fought rights won years ago.
And employers, they kind of got the message that if you want them to work, you better treat them right. And now business people, they've forgotten that.
Do you think that workers have forgotten that?
I think a lot of them have.
Germanson says this battle, like labor history, doesn't always end in victory for laborers.
Even when you lose, you do throw an understanding into managements that working people, when their backs are up against the wall, will go to rather extreme points to make good on something.
And he says it can take years to resolve. The longest strike in U.S. history was in Wisconsin against the Kohler Company. It began in 1934 and didn't end until 1962. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.